Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our literature unit again as we come to the end of October and approach Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody, in a couple、
Happy、
of days.
Happy Halloween.
Hope you picked out a good costume. But、before you can go off and celebrate Halloween, you've got to do your homework and read this month's featured novel. Well, you don't have to, but、it would help you、in your English studies to try to read this book. Sounds pretty good. I think I might、download a copy myself.From Amazon.com. Sounds like it's an interesting story, but in any case,、the story that we're talking about is entitled Their Eyes Were Watching God by the American author Zora Neale Hurston. And we summarized the novel the first day and we talked about the author last time.
Yeah, but、day three is always a time that we spend focusing on themes and ideas.Kind of trying to figure out what the author was trying to say with her book. Sometimes it's pretty clear. Sometimes, you know, a lot of people have different opinions about what the themes are. That's what the book criticism really is. I think it's interesting to see what different people、read into a novel and how they interpret it, how they see it. If you go to book clubs and you read a book with friends,、it's always fun to see how people interpret different things. We don't always see the same view that others do. It's kind of fun to sit around and talk about what you thought of a particular book. So we're going to tell you whatWe thought about it, and then you can read it at some point and see if you agree with some of these themes and ideas. A key theme in Their Eyes Were Watching God is the idea of control. In the novel, Jody finds happiness in asserting power over others. He uses his position as landlord and mayor to control other people.He is under the illusion that by controlling the world around him, he will obtain some kind of personal fulfillment. Nevertheless, the illusion is shattered when Janie loses it and talks back to him. Jody is further disillusioned by his ensuing illness, as he can only lie helplessly in bed, watching everything he has built crumble. The concepts of speech and silence are also key elements of the novel.Throughout the book, Janie searches to find her own unique voice. Her first love, Jody, expects her to agree with his opinions or remain silent. By trying to suppress her individuality, he dooms their marriage. Teacake takes the opposite approach. He treats her as an equal. And as a result, their relationship is much deeper.By the end of the novel, Janie has gained more confidence in herself and her place in the world. She realizes that some circumstances require her to speak her mind, no matter what others think. She also realizes that on other occasions, silence can be extremely powerful as well. The book also explores the delicate balance between relationships and independence in our lives.An important part of Janie's journey is her independent mindset. Yet at the same time, she does not go through life alone. Her love for Teacake teaches her that relationships are vital to life. Janie understands that life partners should respect and complement each other. Although Teacake dies in the end, she forgives him for his actions and believes that his spirit is still with her.
It's time for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson. This one is all about the themes and ideas in our featured novel, Their Eyes Were Watching God by Zora Neale Hurston. Now, a key theme in Their Eyes Were Watching God is the idea of control. Mm. So again, as we said before, we're talking about some of the themes and ideas in our featured work of literature. So a key theme or an important idea in this book is the idea of control. Are you in control? Is someone in control of someone else? Are you free of control, etc.? So in the novel, Jody finds happiness in asserting power over others. Remember, Jody is the first husband of the main character Jamie in the novel. And Jody, well, he's a strong guy, he's rich, and he finds happiness in asserting power over others. We've got the word assert here. Oftentimes when I was growing up, my mother said, hey, you've got to assert yourself. You've got to be proactive. You've got to get out there and make the first move. Don't be passive. Don't let people step on you. You've got to be assertive. So if you assert power, you just cause other people to be under your control. You kind of take control. You're the boss. You're in control.
Yeah, we'll often use assert with authority. You know, he asserted his authority. So he was asserting power over other people, and it made him happy. You know, that's kind of sad that it makes him happy. Now, he uses his position as landlord and mayor to control other people. He is under the illusion, or he's under this impression, which is false. An illusion is something that's not real. So he's under the illusion that by controlling the world around him, he will obtain some kind of personal fulfillment. It's really kind of sad that someone would feel that way. Nowadays, we have magicians, and some of those magicians refer to themselves as illusionists. So they make you think you're seeing something, but what you're seeing is really not what you think you're seeing. So it's not really there. It's deceptive. So he's under this deceptive idea, or this false idea, that if he controls the world around him, he will feel personal fulfillment, or he will feel fulfilled. You could also say he will feel personally fulfilled. Fulfillment is when you're satisfied, you're getting everything you want. I think that's what everybody's going for in life. We want to feel like we have a lot of personal fulfillment in our lives. We're achieving what we want, what we have always desired to have. Our dreams are coming true. That's the sort of feeling he gets by taking his power and using it on other people.
That's right. You get some personal fulfillment or personal satisfaction because you want to be a control freak. That's a person who likes to be in control. They like to be in charge. Mm-hmm. They like to be the boss. I think we all know people like that. I'm not a person like that, I don't think. I like to be controlled by others. I just don't want to make the decisions. But in any case, that's not the case with Jody. He's a control freak, and he feels some kind of personal fulfillment if he's in control. Nevertheless, the illusion is shattered when Janie loses it and talks back to him. So, yes, that could be shattering to somebody. If something is shattering or if something is shattered, it breaks into many small pieces. It falls apart. He's got this illusion of control. He thinks that he controls the world, but actually he doesn't. He finds out that no, his wife Janie, who's supposed to be a good little wife, you know, who does as she's told, she actually says, no, I'm not going to do what you want me to. And she talks back to him. If you talk back to somebody, you basically don't accept what they say. You argue with them and you basically say they're wrong. You don't want to talk back to your teacher in class, for example, or you might get in big trouble, especially if you're in a society that respects teachers. And in this case, though, she talks back, which is something you're not supposed to do if you're supposed to be an obedient little housewife.
We use this phrase a lot to talk about kids who talk back to their parents. You know, that's not a good thing. We couldn't talk back to our parents in my family. If you talk back to mom or dad, especially mom, you're in trouble.
Ooh, yeah.
Jody is further disillusioned by his ensuing illness. If you're disillusioned, it's because something or someone has turned out to be less than you thought that they were going to be. Maybe less good, maybe less honest. than you thought they were going to be. Or maybe you finally got to go to Disneyland and you came away disillusioned. You thought it would be more fun than it really was. Although Disneyland's pretty great.
Although you have to wait in long lines for those
lines,
I understand. Yeah, but yeah. In any case.
It says here he is disillusioned by his ensuing illness. So an ensuing illness, ensuing just means something that happens as a result of something else. So I guess it bothered him so much that she talked back to him and kind of lost her temper with him that he got sick. So he can only lie helplessly in bed watching everything that he has built crumble. When I see crumble, I always think of a cookie. If you take a little piece out of a cookie, a lot of crumbs, C-R-U-M-B-S, crumbs will fall out. And if it crumbles, it breaks into little pieces.
Exactly. An old building might crumble over time. And he had this power. He had this authority. And now it's starting to crumble because, his wife talked back to him. And, if he can't control his wife, how could he control others in society? So he's all depressed. He's sick. And he's going to die soon. Now, the concepts of speech and silence are also key elements of the novel. So we talked about the concept of control, but also we've got the concept or idea of speech and the idea of silence. Speech means when you talk, and silence is when you don't talk. These are also key or important elements or important themes in this novel.
Throughout the book, Janie searches to find her own unique voice. Finding your unique voice is kind of discovering who you are as an individual. What makes you different? What makes you special? Everybody wants to feel like they're special and they're not just like everybody else. And especially if you're talking about artists, they really want to put their own unique stamp on the world so people will see something that they've done and go, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. Yeah, well, Janie wants to find her own unique voice. She doesn't want to just do what other people instruct her to do, like Jody, who's always telling her how she should feel and respond and behave. She wants to be her own person, and that's where this pursuit of her own individual personality and some of the things that make her cool comes from. So her first love, Jody, who we had described as being charismatic, kind of a cool personality that would draw you to him, but he misuses his power, darn it. Jody expects her to agree with his opinions, or the other choice she has is to just shut up or remain silent. No way.
And do as you're told. And, of course, that's going to create a conflict, especially because Janie is an assertive woman who isn't going to sit back and keep her mouth shut. We'll continue talking about the themes and ideas of our featured novel in just a couple of seconds. But right now, it's time to hear from our Chinese teacher.
Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听 English Digest. 我是 Trevor.今天我们要阅读文章是文学单元的第三天课程。今天的文章将会探讨小说作者 Hurston 想要传达的主题。首先，文章的第一段提到其中一个主题是关于 control 控制。像 Jenny 的第一任丈夫 Jody 就想要利用权力和金钱来控制周遭的人事物。我们看到第一段的第四句 ，He is under the illusion that by controlling the world around him.He will obtain some kind of personal fulfillment. 他误以为借由控制他周遭的众人，他会获得某种个人的成就感。名词 illusion 有幻觉、错觉、假象的意思。和 illusion 相关的常用片语有 be under the illusion that 主词加动词，有什么什么的错觉的意思，相当于 mistakenly believe that 主词加动词。例如 I don't know why my brother is under the illusion that he can pass the math final exam without studying hard. 我不知道为何我弟弟有不必用功读书就能通过数学期末考的错觉。Give 或 create an illusion 就是产生错觉或假象。例如 credit cards give some people the illusion that they can buy whatever they want without paying for it.信用卡给某些人，他们可以买任何他们想要的东西而不用付钱的错觉。Shatter, destroy, break an illusion 是指错觉、破灭、破碎的意思。 例如课文中第一段的第五句 Nevertheless, the illusion is shattered when Jenny loses it and talks back to him. 然而这样的幻想在珍妮失去理智并对他顶嘴时破灭了。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue talking about some of the themes and ideas of our feature novel, The Eyes, or Their Eyes, Were Watching God. I wonder where that comes into this. I'm not quite sure, because her father was a preacher or something. Maybe that's where religious ideas come from. But in any case, where we left off, we were talking about the concepts of speech and silence. Remember, Jody was a strong man, and he wanted her to be silent.And he wanted her to agree with his opinions. Yes, dear, you're exactly right. And by trying to suppress her individuality, he dooms their marriage. So again, he just wants her to agree with him. But as a result, he is suppressing her individuality. If you suppress something, you basically keep it down. You forcibly put an end to that thing, like an uprising can be suppressed by a government. I could mention some examples here, but I might get in trouble. It's politically sensitive. But in any case, he tries to suppress her, to not let her be an individual. And individuality is a noun. It just refers to the state of being an individual, of being independent, of having your own personality, and being unique compared to other people.
Yeah, I know at least in the United States, there's a lot of conversation that's happening around people who are suppressing free speech. They don't want to hear other people's opinions, so they, you know, riot and try to shut down that thing. So suppress, yeah, not a good thing. Maybe if you want to suppress your own desires to do bad things, that could be good. But usually we use suppress when you're trying to take away someone else's ability to do something. So he's not a good guy. We've got Tea Cake, though, to talk about now. He takes the opposite approach that Jody takes. So Jody wants to just either have her agree or just have her be silent. Tea Cake doesn't have that same method with his wife or girlfriend.
Exactly. It takes the opposite approach. The opposite just means it's a position on the other side of something, like the opposite of black is white, the opposite of high is low, etc. So he takes the opposite approach. He's not a control freak. He treats her as an equal. He does not treat her as subservient, like Jody did. He treats her as an equal, which means they're the same status. He does not think he's any better or worse than her. They're equal.And as a result, their relationship is much deeper. That's what we know nowadays. If you treat each other with equality or equally, then you'll have a deeper relationship. But back then, it was kind of more about, well, he's the man, he's in power, and she's the woman. She should do as he says.
Yeah, so they have a much better relationship than Janie had with Jody. By the end of the novel, Janie has gained more confidence in herself and her place in the world. If you have confidence, you believe in yourself. You believe that you can overcome difficulties. You can believe that you're going to be successful when hard times come. People with a lot of confidence are usually much more successful in this life than others who don't have any confidence. So you want to build your confidence in yourself. And she does. She realizes that some circumstances or certain situations, you could say, require her to speak her mind no matter what others think. If you speak your mind, it just means you tell other people how you feel about something. You express your opinion. It's just another way to say that. We need to let her speak her mind. It's a phrase that was used, I think, more, decades ago, but we still hear it. So she is able to, you know, tell Tea Cake what she thinks about things, and he doesn't force her to be silent or to agree with him on everything. She also realizes that on other occasions, Silence can be extremely powerful as well. I had a teacher in college that was really wise. He always had really good opinions on things. And I found it very interesting when he wouldn't express anything at all. I paid attention to how powerful just silence could be because usually people think, oh, if you're silent, you're being weak. It's not true.
Right. Silence is golden. Sometimes it's actually more powerful to not say anything at all. So that's why we're talking about the concepts of speech and silence, when to say something and when not to say something. However, in this program, since we're teaching you English, we pretty much have to be saying something all the time. We can't just shut our mouths. Mm. But, you know, in some circumstances in life, you know, it's better to say something and it's better not to say something at certain times.
Well, you know, the very famous quote, it's better to, we say, if you don't have anything good to say, just, you know, don't say anything at all.
Yeah, if you can't say something nice about someone, don't say anything at all. That's what I heard. Yeah, try to speak positively all the time. And if you can't speak positively, then just be silent there. But that's some ideas there, the ideas of speech and silence. And in the next paragraph here, it says, the book also explores the delicate balance between relationships and independence in our lives. So this is a delicate balance. Delicate can mean some different things here. Delicate means it's very fine, it's easily broken, it's hard to maintain. Sometimes we use the word delicate to describe food that is very unique and it takes a lot of preparation and it's a real treat to eat it. Delicate foods, for example. But in this particular case, there's a delicate balance. It could go either way very easily. Relationships and independence. Sometimes we do depend on other people, but sometimes we want to be our own boss.
Right. I was going to mention, if the food is a delicate type of food, it's usually called a delicacy. But yeah, someone could have really delicate health. They get sick very easily. That's also used. So an important part of Janie's journey is her independent mindset. Your mindset is the way you think, and she thinks in a very independent way. Yet at the same time, she does not go through life alone. Her love for tea cake teaches her that relationships are vital to life. If something is vital, it's essential. You can't do without it. You must have it. I would say that air and water are vital to the human being's ability to survive on this planet. Mm-hmm. Well, Janie understands that life partners should respect and complement each other. Notice that this compliment sounds the same. The pronunciation is the same as the compliment that's spelled with an I, C-O-M-P-L-I-M-E-N-T, but they are not the same definition, guys, so be very careful. This just means something that goes with something else. Peanut butter complements jelly, or, that suit really complements your coloring. It looks good with your blonde hair. Life partners should respect and compliment each other. My mom and dad were very different, but my mom complimented my father, who's very strong, has strong opinions, and my mother was very gentle, and she helped him sometimes come meet her in the middle, and I think they complimented each other really well.
Yep, they kind of work together to complete each other, to be one complete whole, and so yes, indeed, they should respect and compliment each other. They should bring out the best in each other, and although Tea Cake dies in the end, she forgives him for his actions and believes that his spirit is still with her. I'm kind of curious, though, because remember when he got rabies there, he actually started to accuse her of cheating on him. So maybe that's how he was feeling all along and it was finally coming out. Or is it just a result of the rabies? He just didn't know what he was saying.
I think you get paranoid with rabies. I've
probably, yeah. If you're suffering from rabies, you probably can imagine anything terrible happening. So she realized this. Well, it was probably the rabies that made him act that way. So she forgave him in the end. And she thought that his spirit was still with her. So, yeah, she was kind of paired with him. He was her significant other there. So, yes, she was both an individual, but yet she still relied on him to be complete. And hopefully our explanation has brought everything to completion here. So right now we're going to end things by listening to our Chinese teacher.
文章的第二段提到言语和沉默也是小说所要强调的主题。我们看到第二段的第四句 By trying to suppress her individuality, he dooms their marriage. 透过试图压制珍妮的个性乔哥毁了他们的婚姻。动词 suppress 有压抑、压制、镇压的意思。字根 press 有压的意思。常见的相关动词有 oppress, O-P-P-R-E-S-S, 压迫、压制的意思。例如 The tyrant cruelly oppressed the people of his country. 这位暴君残酷地压迫其国家的人民。Impress, I-M-P-R-E-S-S,使印象深刻的意思。例如 The actor's outstanding performance in the play impressed everyone in the audience. 这位演员在剧中的杰出表现令每位观众都印象深刻。Depress, D-E-P-R-E-S-S, 使沮丧的意思。例如 It depressed the scientists to see their experiment fail again. 看到实验再次失败使得这些科学家很沮丧。Express, E-X-P-R-E-S-S, 是表达、表示的意思。例如 The old woman expressed her gratitude for the police officer. 这位老妇人向警察表达感激。我们接着看到第二段的倒数第二句。She realized that some circumstances require her to speak her mind, no matter what others think.他了解到有些情况需要他坦白说出内心话，无论别人会怎么想。No matter 后面如果接 WH 疑问词，可以用来表示无论怎么样怎么样的意思，可以用来连接两个子句，例如 No matter what 无论什么， No matter when 无论何时， No matter who 无论谁， No matter where 无论哪里等等。此时的 No matter WH也可以替换成例如 No matter what 等于 whatever No matter when 又等于 whenever 等等。例如 Whenever my grandmother comes She brings me a gift 无论我奶奶什么时候来她都会带礼物给我。我们再举一个例子 No matter where 或者是 Wherever you go I will go with you I will go with you 无论你去哪里我都会跟着你。文章的最后一段提到小说想要探讨的另一个主题就是 relationship 和 independence 之间微妙的平衡。我们看到最后一段的倒数第二句 Jenny understands that life partners should respect and complement each other. 珍妮了解到人生伴侣应该尊重彼此并与彼此互补。动词 complement 有和什么什么互补补充的意思。例如Barney and Brian get along well with each other because their personalities complement each other's perfectly. 宝尼和布莱恩处得很好，因为他们的个性彼此完美互补。拼 complement 这个字的时候要小心，别和另一个字混淆，那就是 complement, C-O-M-P-L-I-M-E-N-T. 它可以当名词或动词，有夸奖、称赞的意思。例如The teacher complimented John on his excellent writing skills. 老师夸奖约翰的杰出写作技巧。以上就是今天的课程，谢谢收听。
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time for another edition of our program. And happy reading if you decide to read this month's featured novel. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.